Americans have been given a great gift, freedom, because of our God-given rights. But that freedom seems to be sifting through our fingers right now because many of our cultural elites seem to be at war with America as founded. If we are to preserve our freedoms, it's vital that we teach the next generation about America's founding principles. What are those principles, and how do we teach them? Dr. Matthew Spaulding is the Vice President of Washington Operations and the Dean of the Van Andel Graduate School of Government for the Hillsdale, D.C. campus. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we welcome Dr. Matthew Spaulding back to the program. Matt, it's good to have you back on. Thank you for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Jerry, as always.
So I saw recently that there was some curriculum with your name on it, and I thought, oh, this is really great. You're trying to teach the next generation about America's founding principles, and I think that's fantastic. Why is there such a need today?
Well, as you know, and we've talked many, you know, known each other for many years now, I've been working on this for a long time. I think it's always been the case that, I mean, look, you know, students, children don't naturally know these things. You have to actually teach them these ideas. The essence of civic education is in a republic, especially, in which you have to make decisions and make choices and eventually vote and be a contributor to a self-governing republic. There are certain things you have to learn. I think that problem, which has always been the case since the very beginning, the founders themselves were very concerned about education. That problem in the last decades has gotten worse because of the directions of the modern academy. And I think actually just in the last decade or so, in recent years, to be even more pointed, I think that's become even more directly problematic. These things are all connected. I think there's a trend that's been going on, but for a number of reasons, I think it's becoming more and more apparent the depth of the problem, which makes it extremely important today in a way that perhaps it wasn't important in previous decades. The problem is no longer just a trend. It's no longer just an ongoing growing problem, but I would suggest that it amounts to a crisis. If citizens don't know the factual history of their own nation, their own country, its own background, that's a problem. But today, a lot of this is undergirded by a deep kind of postmodernism denial of history itself, history and facts and truth. Though that makes it even more difficult and more important.
Well, let me ask you this: do you think that it's important to even acknowledge or recognize that America has a unique story? In other words, even, for example, a lot of the constitutions used all around the world, they were patterned after the United States Constitution. There was some ground that was plowed here on this soil. And I'm not saying that, you know, the founding fathers were the end all be all or whatever, but there is something to be said for American exceptionalism. Do you care to comment on that?
No, absolutely. Let me preface it by making another comment first. The current debate, and if you think, when I say the current debate, I'm thinking more in the recent debates stemming from, say, the 1619 Project, and I was executive director of the 1776 Commission, and kind of that project in the middle of politics, because history, unfortunately, has become a political issue. That's a real problem. The general notion of that is that we should look at history, meaning the kind of the progressive postmodern view of history, is that we should take our current opinions and merely look backwards. Technically something called presentism. Where you look back in history and you essentially find what you're looking for. And so you develop these narratives to show how your current problem, which, for instance, right now there's a debate about racism and a claim of systemic racism. And so we look backwards in history to find it. I think that's just a violation of the whole historical project. So part of it, there's an overlay kind of preventing us even getting back to that history. Having said that, the deeper problem, which your question really relates to, is one, history itself is crucially important. Knowing history, knowing the past, knowing those experiences, including the mistakes. I mean, I believe in teaching history, warts and all. And America is by no means perfect. But the deeper problem, which this gets to, which is why it's not merely teaching history, but it's teaching teaching their understanding of history, is that the American founding, we think here of the Declaration of Independence in particular, but just kind of the great documents of the time. When Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, he didn't think he was writing an 18th century document, right? It says we hold these truths to be self-evident. It made claims of factual information, of knowledge, of things we can know about human nature and the laws of nature, nature's God. There's something about the American founding which transcends history. Now, one could say it's false, one could deny it, but their understanding, and the thing we need to teach is that they're saying this is true. All men are created equal. So in going back to this history, there's also a kind of a philosophical undercurrent here, and we've got to tear away the current debates about history. We've got to unmask those, and so you can kind of get into these larger, deeper questions, because that's what makes American history truly exceptional, is that it's a claim of truth, a truth about man, about politics, about the human condition. It's not that it's perfect. It's not that it didn't make mistakes, but the kernel of it, which Abraham Lincoln saw when he sought to free slaves during the Civil War, is an abstract truth. There's the truth at the heart of it that was placed there that actually transcends history and is still true today.
Yes, and in fact, you mentioned Abraham Lincoln. When he says 67 years ago, that was in direct reference to the Declaration of Independence, which says that all men are created equal, as opposed to in direct right. reference to the Constitution. Now, you used a phrase earlier, you said civic education. Do we even have much civic education in America today? It doesn't seem to me like we do. I don't know.
Well, I mean... Well, the general answer is yes, we do. The question whether it's good civic education, it's like immigrant assimilation. You know, immigrants get assimilated, but they don't necessarily get assimilated to American principles and ideas, right? They get absorbed into America's current culture. So we have civic education. The problem is it's not good at all.
Yeah, you know, that's funny you mention that, though, when sorry for interrupting, but when immigrants become citizens, and I know this in the example of my wife, I married a wife from Norway. We were married in her uh-huh. home church and so forth. And when she was taking the test to become an American citizen, she aced all the things because she's helped me write books and so forth about America's right, history right, right, and so yeah. forth and the Christian roots of the nation and so forth. But they did have to learn some of those things. It's the people who don't know those just certain basic facts. Like, for example, religion was an important factor in the founding of America in the first place, but this is often right. overlooked today.
No, that's right. Well, so the general point is and the founders actually write very extensively about this. So I'd encourage people, they can go find their writings on it. And say in a monarchy or a despotism or a tyranny, civic education is not the same thing, right? Because you have no choices. You don't vote. You don't participate in your country's activities. It's not self-governing. But in a self-governing republic, the kind of nation we have here, in which citizens actually play a role in governing and ruling in turn, as the ancients would say, civic education is crucial, because you can't self-govern in a republic unless you learn the grounds and the rules by which you self-govern, which means you got to know something about the Constitution and its history, but you got to know something about the principles underlying it. What it means to say, so when the Constitution talks about the due process of law, the process to which you are due, well, what's the process to which you are due? What is equality before the law? Well, it depends on the philosophical grounds of equality and principles. Why are all men created equal? Are they created equal? I mean, there are certain basic things you need to understand such that you absorb them, you incorporate them. It's not merely that, you need to know the history because it's history. Although I think history is a great thing, I have to admit. I love history. But having said that, as a civic education is based on the idea that there are certain things you must know in order to be a self-governing citizen of this particular country. You need to know something about the process, the rights, how the branches of government are separated and how they operate. What are your responsibilities and duties as a citizen? What are your obligations to other citizens? All of those things. And in this country in particular, but as a general matter, when you're studying history, what history means is you're honestly studying history. So you want to study history and all the warts and all the problems and all the messiness and all that, yes. But you have another obligation, which is that we have an obligation to try to understand history as they understood what they were doing in the first place. So history, it's a violation of history to read it backwards, which is what kind of the systemic racism argument is today, looking back and saying slavery existed, therefore it was systemically racist from the beginning. We have an obligation to look back and see by their own arguments how they understood the Declaration, how they understood the fact that all men are created equal, how they fought over slavery, how they accepted certain things they couldn't get rid of, but they laid the groundwork for getting rid of slavery, how Lincoln reached back to the Declaration for the principle that all men are created equal, how the abolitionist movement grew out of those principles in the first place, right? That's an honest view of history. But in doing so, you're teaching the citizen that their constitutional rights today are grounded in a more fundamental understanding of the thing itself, the principle. And if we lose that, then what is politics? Politics is just a war of all against all and the strongest.
Wow, that's a great point. In fact, think about this. Martin Luther King Jr., basically said the founders gave us a promissory note in the Declaration of Independence. And now, since we're being denied that, we people of color, we're now, demanding that promissory note to be paid. And it was. And so, the idea, again, that all men are created equal, that's, the core principle. But what Martin Luther King Jr. wasn't saying is, let's tear it all down. Let's start, totally new country, break it all down.
Well, so here's the difference, right? Martin Luther King said the promissory note, and you got to live up to that. I'm okay with that. That's exactly what history is about. And that's what, and that debate we should have, and we should have a very healthy debate about that. But that is pointing back towards the principle. What does the principle mean? And what does it mean to live up to the principle? The problem is the way the history is debated today is not cognizant of that at all. They don't care what the principles were. They don't actually care what the past was. What they're worried about and they want to do is fight politics today. That's the focus of all these things. And in that fight, they're not interested in getting the facts of history correct. And I think that not only violates history, but more importantly, it violates this deeper fundamental ideas that the founders themselves were clearly trying to establish and clearly laying the groundwork for. And that's what a good history needs to recapture.
Okay, we have a 20-second closing thought. I'll give you a website, hillsdale.edu. Closing thought from Dr. Matt Spaulding on teaching children about America's founding principles.
Well, I think that, especially this appeals to all those teachers out there, this is one of the most important things we can do is to not only pass on this knowledge, but deepen this knowledge, because self-government doesn't exist for a long time in history. It will only continue to exist if we teach these principles to our future citizens.
Dr. Matt Spaulding, again, from the Hillsdale, the D.C. chapter of Hillsdale. Thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you.